All right, so we're going to talk about experiments for this round, and we're going to start off with this new format that we have going on over here, which we haven't talked about too much. This new pod format. So we are basically doing 15-minute episodes for 5 times a week versus what we had going on before, which was 7 episodes a week for 5 minutes, and we believe it's going to add a lot more in terms of retention. And the first episodes actually start coming out next week. I will say this so far with this experiment, Neil and I are putting a lot more work into ideation, a lot more into preparation, which we kind of didn't before. And we believe it's going to be a lot better. And plus we're thinking about maybe every once in a while, we'll bring in some guests for like a 15-minute episode and we'll just kind of shoot the shit with them. But I think the episodes are a lot more fun as well. And we haven't reinvented on a format for maybe 7 years or so. And maybe that's why it's been fun, but it feels like it's gotten a little stale, and now I think it's starting to become even more fun now.
So Eric has these stats. I don't have them, but there's the number one reason we want to end up doing this. So Eric, what percentage of our listeners are repeat? I know you have that stat somewhere. You want to share it?
No, I have a retention graph I look at. And so let's say like 100% of people come in month one. What ends up happening is like 13 to 15% come back in month two, and then 7% or so come back in month three. So that's not a very good retention graph.
It's not a good retention graph. So the podcast gets over 1 million listens a month. Now think about it this way. We're losing 87% of the people who listen in month one from on to month two. So instead of focusing on cranking out 30 episodes or 31 episodes or 29, depending on how many days in the month or whatever it may be, we want to switch our focus to creating better episodes, longer. And the big experiment here is we don't think that the podcast is going to generate that many more views per episode, but we're hoping the long-term benefit is because the quality is higher, the retention will be better. So instead of 13% on month two, if we could get it where it's 25, 30% on month two, or let's say if it's 25% on month two, 20% on month three, et cetera, the numbers are game changing. And that's what we're hoping for. So yes, less episodes, but if we can get the same listeners to listen to more and more episodes, we would be much better off. And a podcast that does a great job of this is the All In podcast. If you look at it, a lot of the people that listen to All In podcasts have been listening to the All In podcast for a long time. The retention is great. Longer form episodes, more curated topics, not using ChatGPT to just come up with your topics, not being lazy about it. That's the overall goal with this experiment. We'll report back to you in maybe a month or so what's actually happening with early data. Maybe it'll take us a few months, but that's the goal. And when we've done longer form episodes and from talking with people and all the surveying we've done, we do think it'll solve it.
You know what's interesting, Neil? So we're going to talk about this in a couple episodes, but The All In podcast, when it first started, I was listening like immediately. So this was in 2020 during the middle of the pandemic. And it started with Jason Calacanis and Chamath. It was just those two first. And then Freeberg, they've come on as a guest every now and then. And mostly what they talked about was their investments, right? Tech and investing and all that. Now, along the way, they added David Sachs and eventually became the besties, the four of them. And it evolved into more around politics. It evolved into more around current events, and it became more entertaining because Sachs and J-Cal would go after each other. They bring on guests and all that. The key thing I'm trying to call out here is that in the beginning, it was kind of boring, right? Like for tech nerds like us, like Neil and I, like we like listening to this stuff, right? But when they started going into politics and all that, sometimes Neil and I would call each other and say, man, they're talking about politics now and all that. But then eventually it's like, well, it's kind of entertaining. And so it's really important to reevaluate how your format looks and how it feels to you and iterate, right? And that's what we're doing with this podcast.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Yes, and we'll end up finding out what happens. But early data, because we've tried longer form episodes, shows us that when we produce longer form episodes, it helps a little bit with retention, but we've never tried just doing all long episodes. So directionally, our first experiments that got us to where we are today have showed us that it could help.
And the final thing I'll say is, and then we'll move over to your topic, which is your X experiments. But you got to think about if you're a content creator, you got to think about almost like you have a software product. And software products, what matters at the end of the day is how well you retain people. And so you can look at your retention graphs, your cohort retention graphs. You can use something like Chartable to look at, and you can see how people are retaining over time and how you've improved. And I guarantee you, our cohort charts are going to get a lot better. Maybe I can screenshot the before and after. But if we're able to Neil's point, we can retain 3 times more, maybe 21% by month 3 or so, we're going to have a compounding effect. Because what happens is these people come back and these people also continue to share as well. And then that's how the downloads will stack, because it means the product is a really, really, really good product. And that's what we're aiming for at the end of the day.
Yep. Another trend that we're seeing, or more experiment, not even a trend, is I'm posting on Twitter daily, and we talked about this on one of our episodes last week. And I'm taking the most popular stuff, and then I'm posting it on Instagram, LinkedIn, etc. See, with Twitter's algorithm, in case you guys missed the episode, if you post 5 times in a day, 6, 7 times in a day, it doesn't hurt your previous tweets or post or whatever you want to call them now, because it's X. But on the flip side, if you post on LinkedIn 5 times in a day, it hurts the reach for some of your earlier posts, at least from all the experiments we ran, and that goes with most social networks. So the concept was, you take what's working on Twitter, you know, it's just like word vomit. You're just putting out a lot of ideas, you take the best stuff, and then you put it out on all the other social networks, and you record it into video and long form. You take the same exact text used on Twitter, combined with the video, and you see what happens. On the flip side, what we're seeing with Twitter and the algorithm throughout these experiments, and we've been seeing this more over the past week and a half, and I've been telling Eric about this, getting likes on Twitter, like hearts or whatever you wind up calling it, it's not the same. In which, if you get a lot of likes, and I have some tweets that have a lot more likes, and I'll give a prime example of this. Okay, so I had something that I put 10 hours ago, 22 reposts, 15 comments, 89 hearts, 12,000 views. I posted something a day ago with 13 comments, 410 reposts, right? You're talking about 20 times more reposts, 554 hearts. So you're talking about roughly 6x more hearts, and it only has 18,000 views. And keep in mind, the one that's 12,000 views has only been 10 hours. So what's the big difference? Because the one that's, you know, at 10 hours won't get as many views, or won't get as many hearts and reposts, but yet it will get more views. Well, the big difference is on the one that was 18,000, out of 1,225 engagements, I'll actually share my screen here. This could actually help. So share screen. Look at this, right? So you see the post analytics here, 13 versus 15, 22 versus 410, 554, 89, 12,000 versus 18,000, right? So if you look at the analytics here, 1,225 engagements, 186 detail expansions. That's people clicking see more. If you look here, percentage-wise, 343 engagements, 188 expansions. It has a higher ratio for people not only expanding the content, but also visiting my profile. This one is already 41 and 2 followers, while the other one has 30 profile views and 2 followers. And what LinkedIn, what Twitter really cares for is how many people click show more. You know, I don't care what they say. I've done a lot of tests with this on multiple accounts. It looks like that has a lot of weight in their algorithm. Maybe they say otherwise, but we've continually seen this and I have countless examples of this. You know, here's an example of a movie one, tons of engagement. But again, not a ton of people clicking see more and stuff like that because there wasn't anything there. And then, you know, as you can see on my screen, some have more likes, some have less likes. But it really comes down to how many people are clicking see more. Like, what is marketing? 29 comments, 227 reposts, 412 likes, 28,000 views. On the flip side, this is how effective Google ads really are. 29 comments, so same as before. 59 reposts, roughly 1/4. 313 likes, which is roughly 75%. But it has 79,000 views. Check this out. Okay? 79,000 impressions. 2,000 engagements, or 2,026, 1,171 detailed expansions. On the flip side, the 28,000 views, 1,081 engagements, 309 detailed expansions. As you can see, that only has 1/3 versus the other one has 50%. People clicking show more has a massive impact. And what we're finding when we create content from the other networks, if you just base it off of Twitter views, it's really off. You know, and I know directly Twitter views, more likes, hearts, etc., more you're going to get. But what we found is if you actually base it on not Twitter views, but what's getting the most reposts and hearts, and then post it on the other networks, we're finding that to be a better leading indicator of what's going to do well on the other social networks.
Cool. My next one will be, actually, I might have a two-part here, but the one experiment that we've been running on the YouTube side is we've been experimenting with different lengths for our hooks, right? And what I mean by that is when a video starts, we'll have an intro. Could be a 15-second intro, could be a 25-second intro, could be a 35-second intro. And what we found is that the average viewership at, let's say, with 15 after the initial hook on 15 seconds or so is maybe about 50% or so. Okay. So average people viewing at 30 seconds, I should say, after the hook, right? So 50%. Now for 25 second hooks or so, I should say 20 seconds actually. So 20 second hooks, it's about 54% or so. And then for 25 second plus hooks, maybe about 30 seconds or so, it's about 59%, right? So when you look at the numbers on that, basically we are talking about an 18% increase just by having a longer hook, right? And these are hooks that are we're pulling from some of the key points of like when I'm interviewing someone, like, you know, hot points that will get people excited about the video that they're going to watch. And so this is a test that we ran over a series of maybe call it 20, 30 videos or so. So the sample size is really small, but it also seems to make intuitive sense as well.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
No, totally. You know, question for you is, what sample size will you end up leveraging?
It's a small sample size. So I'm talking 20 to 30 videos, and we're still testing this a lot more right now. So I'd have to come back to it, but this is an early test right now, just saying, hey, let's try longer hooks and see where it goes. The other thing to call out here, we should have called this out in the trend section, but Neil, I threw up something on.
And then have you tried hooks that are like really long? Like, I don't know what's really long, but like a
minute
type of hook? Instead of like, you know, a quick sentence or two sentences, but like actual like whole paragraph that could be a hook lengthwise.
No, I haven't tried that yet. Huh. No. But when I say hook here, I'm talking about like a well-produced introduction. It's almost like a sizzle reel for the first 30 seconds, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's why I asked if you're using something that's like a paragraph or so, because I get it. It's not just like a sizzle reel. You're using like storytelling to like really draw them in and appeal, evoke emotion. But the question is if you made it even longer, what will happen? Right.
Yeah. Like, I think it's worth trying.
Imagine watching a 2-hour movie. The hook isn't usually, you know, 10 seconds. The hook could be 5-10 minutes long. Right.
Dude, that's like the intros that are like 2 to 5 minutes long. You know what I mean? And like that is like very much a hook in itself. The other thing I want to call out before we get out of here is like there's a rise, and this should have been the trends episode, but there's a rise in creator founders. And so we talked about this over the weekend, but you know, someone wrote a post about the rise of writer operators. And the way I look at this is I think there's creators like Mr. Beast, Emma Chamberlain, right? Logan Paul, but there's going to be a rise of creator operators coming. And what I mean by that is actually like people like Neil and myself, we probably spend 80 to 90% of our time on the business and maybe 10 to 20% of our time on content. For creators, it's more reversed. And I think there's a lot of value in being an operator because the level of experience that we can bring, the stories that we can bring, it's like even the questions I ask in a podcast are going to be very different than what a creator asks. And I think there's a content void right now when it comes to people that are creator operators or business creators, whatever you want to call them. And I think that's going to continue to rise because entrepreneurship is just going to grow in popularity. And I think we're going to see more and more solo entrepreneurs. We're going to see more and more entrepreneurs out there. And so I think people, those of you that are listening right now this is a business podcast basically, right? I think you're in a really good place right now to jump into this blue ocean, to become a creator operator. And that operating experience, the wisdom that you get, that is what experience is at the end of the day. Like wisdom comes from experience, right? And that operating experience is super undervalued, I believe.
Yep. So what's the next thing we want to end up talking about?
I think that's it on this one. So please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Please let us know what you think about this format, what you like and what you don't like, what you'd like to see change. Just go ahead and tweet at us for it. And that being said, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow. And also check out this video over here. And yeah, goodbye.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.